Ever felt stuck in a position where you knew exactly what needed to be done but lacked the title to make it happen? This frustration is universal, but Clay Scroggins offers a revolutionary perspective. True leadership has nothing to do with titles and everything to do with influence. What if your greatest leadership potential isn't waiting for you in some future promotion, but available right now where you stand? Think about it. Martin Luther King Jr. and Gandhi transformed nations without official government positions. Their power came not from titles, but from their ability to influence through vision, character, and conviction. This realization is incredibly liberating. The janitor suggesting a more efficient cleaning system, the intern proposing a creative marketing approach, they're exercising leadership without authority. When someone constantly reminds others, "I'm in charge," they're actually revealing their insecurity. The real question isn't, "Do you have authority?" but, "Can you influence others to follow willingly?" Your leadership effectiveness stems directly from your self-identity. Without a secure sense of self, decisions become driven by validation rather than conviction. Many fall into identity traps, becoming chameleons who shift personas, perfectionists who mask flaws, or misrepresenters who distort their true selves. Each approach undermines trust. Your identity is shaped by experiences, relationships, personality, purpose, and core values. Like a sound engineer, you must calibrate these influences, adjusting which to amplify or diminish. Understanding what drives your leadership ambition is crucial for authenticity. Ambition isn't inherently negative, it's the force behind artistic masterpieces and entrepreneurial ventures. Yet it presents a paradox. Some religious views condemn it as selfish, while unchecked ambition becomes toxic, prioritizing power over authentic leadership. The Hebrew concept of kabash, to subdue, offers guidance. Like a gardener nurturing growth, kabash leadership creates environments where others flourish. This contrasts with kibosh leadership that suppresses rather than cultivates. By shifting from kibosh to kabosh, you can lead effectively even without formal authority. Many aspiring leaders hide behind excuses like, "My boss doesn't listen," or, "If I had more authority." This blame-shifting mindset stunts growth. The fundamental truth is that leading others starts with leading yourself. Just as children learn they're responsible for their own actions, each person must own their emotions, decisions, and behavior. Leadership begins with small, often unseen choices, punctuality, keeping promises, and thoughtful decision-making. These daily actions reveal leadership potential. Create a Lead Me plan with 3 steps. Assess where you are through feedback, define your desired legacy, and establish accountability systems that match your personality. Even under difficult bosses, look for growth opportunities before giving up. Remember, effective leadership of others is impossible without first mastering self-leadership. Just as 2 people can experience identical situations differently, perspective shapes reality. Like an iPhone's panoramic feature that expands beyond what's directly ahead, effective leaders develop a broader view that sees past immediate circumstances. This wider lens helps align individual efforts with organizational goals while transforming constraints into opportunities. Consider the Apostle Paul, who wrote influential letters that would shape Christianity while imprisoned. He saw his chains not as limitation, but as opportunity. Cultivating this perspective starts with believing in purpose within challenges. Like a bright light transforming a room, your positive energy influences team dynamics. This isn't mere cheerfulness, but a disciplined choice to bring constructive energy to each situation, manifesting through humility, unity, and patience. While positivity is crucial, it must balance with realism. Not everyone responds to unbridled optimism. Effective leadership combines positive outlook with pragmatic approaches, appealing to both visionaries and realists. Critical thinking complements positivity by providing necessary counterweight to blind optimism. It helps navigate challenges with clarity and enhances leadership capabilities. What does critical thinking look like in practice? It's not merely criticizing, but asking penetrating questions to uncover deeper insights. It's observing relationships and connecting seemingly disparate points. It's creating environments where colleagues feel valued because their perspectives are genuinely considered. To enhance your critical thinking as a leader, make 4 subtle shifts. First, stop thinking as an employee. Start thinking as an owner. Employees focus on tasks. Owners focus on outcomes. Ask yourself, if this were my organization, how would I approach this situation? Second, stop stacking your meetings. Create space for thought. Schedule downtime to process information and generate innovative ideas. Third, stop being merely critical. Focus on constructive feedback. Aim to offer solutions rather than just identifying problems. Fourth, stop evaluating. Start supporting. Ensure feedback comes from a place of love and practical assistance rather than judgment. The power of the towel, referencing Jesus washing his disciples' feet, symbolizes this approach. Great leaders communicate with empathy, presenting solutions rather than criticisms. Authority can breed passivity, making us wait for direction rather than taking action. The best leaders reject this mindset, actively seeking problems to solve and improvements to implement. This proactive approach drives growth and prevents stagnation. To shift from reactive to proactive behavior, start with tasks others avoid. Those closest to the work often see opportunities others miss, like Robbie Engel, who transformed a ministry by creating an impactful father-son event. Create margin in your schedule to prepare thoroughly, following Jeff Allen's example at Alabama football of always having comprehensive plans ready. Learn to anticipate what your superiors value and align your actions accordingly, like assistant coaches who advance drills before the head coach arrives. Take on the avoided project, bridge the communication gap, or improve the frustrating process. Each proactive step builds your reputation as a problem solver, not just a problem identifier. Many wait for formal authority to lead, thinking, "When I'm finally in charge, I'll." But true leadership develops through present action, not future titles. Consider how you want to be remembered as a leader. Visionary, empathetic, decisive? That reputation builds from consistent actions today, not from authority tomorrow. Leadership impact is most visible from the bottom up. Like Jesus engaging with society's marginalized, how you treat those with less power reveals your true character. This matters critically. Gallup found 50% of employees quit because of their bosses, not their work. By creating a positive environment now, you develop habits that make you a leader people want to follow. Don't wait for authority to begin leading. Your leadership journey starts with how you act today, using whatever influence you currently have.